Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. There were many who were very surprised in Washington and Ohio this week when Ohio's junior senator Rob Portman announced he's not running for a third term in the Senate next year. Joining me to talk about the news, WVXU's senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So did anybody see this coming?
Well, I didn't. I'm pretty certain that most Ohio Republicans, even Ohio Democrats, were kind of taken by surprise. I mean, he's had a career in Washington, goes all the way back to the administration of President George H.W. Bush, Bush 41. He's 65, he's in good health, and people really didn't see him stepping down this soon.
So do you think there was just one thing that brought him to this decision?
I don't know if it was one thing. It may have been a confluence of events. As he said in his statement, that he's gotten very tired of the partisan gridlock in Congress. He does have a reputation as somebody who's willing to reach across the aisle and work with Democrats on certain pieces of legislation. He is a Republican conservative. He has supported Trump in the past. But, you know, he's done this very often, particularly with Ohio senior senator Sherrod Brown, a Democrat, on issues that they think are good for Ohio.
So do you think people should accept this explanation, or do you think there's more to it?
Well, I'll take him at his word for that. I mean, hyper-partisanship in the Trump years has been hard on Portman and other Republicans in Congress. There's many in the House who said they won't run again in 2022. And some other mainstream-type Republican senators like Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Richard Burr of North Carolina, they say they won't run for re-election. But I think there's probably a little more to it. I mean, he had to do a very delicate dance with Trump, knowing if he got on the former president's bad side, he could find himself with a primary election challenger in 2022 who would come from the very sizable Trump wing of the party.
So do you think that he would have had something to fear from a primary challenge in 2022?
I'm not sure. There's no question the Republican electorate in Ohio has changed in recent years, and maybe drifting further to the right, but he has been such a strong candidate in Ohio. In 2016, both Trump and Portman were on the ballot in Ohio. Portman was running for a second term. Trump was running for his first term as president. Trump ended up surprising a lot of people by winning Ohio by 8 percentage points, but at the same time, Portman was winning Ohio by 21 percentage points over former Governor Ted Strickland. That's a sign of incredible popularity.
So what do you think about replacements? Who's out there?
Well, there's at least a dozen Republicans who may be interested in running. I mean, it's going to have to sort itself out, and there's plenty of time to do that. And there's probably 7 or 8 Democrats who are now very seriously looking at running for the Senate. There'll probably be a primary battle on both sides. A Republican nominee will probably start out as a favorite, although the Republican Party can't take any chances with this. With an evenly split Senate, they can't afford to lose any seats in 2022 if they hope to regain control of the Senate.
We'll point out, if you'd like to see a list of some of the potential candidates, Howard's written a column about that. You can read it at WVXU.org. Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. Again, his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.